Hello, after a bit of technical gremlins, you're listening to the podcast number 207.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
That was rather good.
That was...
Who wasn't ready?
Relevant Discord with The Days of Deferment. Sourced from Aerial Publicity or Cyber PR. I can never remember which one to say.
Yes, that one.
Yes. Aerial Publicity at Cyber PR. from Klamath Falls in Oregon.
Sounds Welsh.
Yeah, I don't think it's supposed to. They are a modern rock act whose roots find ground in the raw angst and energy of the post-grunge movement. But they have a distinct beauty and tension of the string work that they do. Blah, blah, blah. Initially founded in 2002, fronted by Nicholas Andrew Depew, published off of A Character in Transition, A Guide to Not Burning the Bridge. Only official member, but he has a skilled cast of musicians that rotate and help him out and does the live stuff and things like that. You can find out more by checking out relevantdiscord.com.
Awesome stuff. Well, thank you for that. That's a very good banging start to the show. The show that nearly never was. Yes. Thank you to Lainey for choosing the title of the show before we'd even started, which is interesting. Normally she waits to see what happens, but bearing in mind it didn't happen, she felt led to name the show early. So yes, welcome along. This is the Budcast, episode 207. We're both very carefully keeping an eye on the stream status to make sure it's not dropped out. We're having serious network issues here at Budcast Towers, and we're resorting to our old method of streaming using Wi-Fi, which is never a good idea, but sadly that's all we have home to us. So from wherever and however you are listening, thank you very much indeed for joining. Whether you're live in the chat room, we'll say hi to you guys in a minute, or whether you're listening on the podcast. Butterflies have already dumped us because we were late getting the stream up and running. But
yeah, like half an hour late, almost like half an hour.
Nearly three quarters of an hour late, yes, I know. But we'll be back with them hopefully next week. So there we go. So this week,
obviously I can blame it on you because I wasn't in.
Not my fault. So yes, we have eight cracking pieces of music and pretty much not a lot else because we're running late and we need to end the show on time tonight because we have things to do tomorrow. So we're going to crack on.
We have a life.
We do have a life. It's a shocker, I know, but we do have a life. One life between the two of us, that is. Anyway, this is Triad with a track called The Final Rewind. We'll be right back.
G'day, I'm Eric from Channel Eric, and Dave and Caroline from the Bugcast are on too early in the morning for me here in Australia, so I'm quite happy listening to the podcast. Let's hear some more great music.
That wasn't quite what you expected, was it? And I must say, that wasn't quite what people in the chat room expected either.
That was guilty of me not listening to the end of the song.
At least it was a very good.
At least
it
wasn't the mantra. I don't care.
No. Yes. It was a good start of a song. It was just that end bit that didn't quite do it for me.
Yes. So that was the. It's Shirley Beans, but it's actually the Shirley Beans. With Lie to Me, Source from Tremendo. They're from Berlin in Germany. They were formed in autumn 2003 by Bozimov and ANDN, and they like the rock of the 70s, the punk of the 80s and 90s, and they like to write timeless rock songs that match both their life and their experiences of people as musicians.
Hmm.
And that's actually from their album Black Cat Blues, which was released quite recently on Tremendo.
Well, I thought it had a bit of Robert Plant in it, to be honest with you. But good stuff. Before that, we heard Triad with The Final Rewind. We've played Triad on the show many times before, and Triad even is one of these collaboration groups where different musicians put their own contributions into a song, which is then put together and released as part of a collaborative album. If you want to find out more, you can go to triad.org. That's T-R-Y-A-D.org. And there's loads and loads of stuff of theirs available on Tremendo, so please do go and check them out. Link to the source will be in the show notes, where you can find this track and loads of other stuff as well. So awesome stuff. Well, there you go. So shall we have some more music? Should we say who's in the chat room? Those people in the chat room that have been sitting there so patiently for us to actually pull our fingers out of our bottoms.
And given us a little bit of stick.
No, they haven't. They haven't. They've given us a lot of stick.
Including one wanting spanking and calling me mistress.
They were being downright rude earlier on, I have to say. Let me see if I can find it. No faffing. Come on, guys, get it sorted, said Arkenna. You put them in the wrong order, said Dick Turpin. And yes, that was my attempt as a, what's the word, an impression.
Should we just do the, because they're hungry for more music. So let's do who's in the chat room.
Who's in the chat room?
So there's me and you, obviously. Arkenna, Bearded Ian, Bodie, Dick Turpin, Expat Paul, Heed, John the Nice Guy, K5 Tux, Kevy, Laney, Meow, Moggers 87, Phil from Work, Popey, P-Squid, Sander, Shannon, Steve B and Yannick.
I'd found out it's Shane M.
Shane M,
not
sorry.
Shannon.
Well, you tell me that after
reason,
I say it.
The only reason I found out is because he was interviewed by somebody, and I've forgotten who he was now. It was one of the techie geeky shows. It might have been Dick Turpin, actually. I can't remember now.
Hmm.
Oh, well. Anyway, enough about
that. Your next song actually makes me feel hungry.
Let's have some music. Are you sure about...
For the first
For the first part, right, okay. This next track is Lorenzo's Music with Chocolate and Cocaine. We'll be right back.
Britain, 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 the other name for the UK. Britain invented music in the 1960s, but other countries keep trying to steal it. Made in the UK show is a podcast put together by podcasters in the UK. It brings you the cream of British music, a little like an internet milkman. Listen to British music at madeintheukshow.co.uk. British music, are you getting enough?
Saying this is a good life.
That was an incredibly long song.
Yes.
Well, it wasn't, but it just sounded like it.
That was Band Rauschen.
Well, it was 5 minutes and 13 seconds. I'm not going to get back in there.
With Good Life. Source from Jamendo. They're from Konigs Wusterhausen in Germany. Founded in early 2010. Basically, they used to do cover songs and they started to do their own stuff. But they're quite new. And you can find out more by checking out bandrauschen.de.
Some people like that. Others weren't so keen.
You don't want to start slapping people.
Mm. And before that, you heard Lorenzo's Music with their track Chocolate and Cocaine. And now it's actually their brand new demo track, which I really liked. And a couple of other people really liked, but others didn't. So it's that constant balance between people liking songs and not liking songs, and it would be very boring if...
See, last week we were told there's too much down-tempo. This week we put some more up-tempo in, and it's different. So it's all horses for courses, Alan.
Yes. Yes, it is. Yeah, sorry. So if you want to find out more about Lorenzo's Music, you can find them at lorenzosmusic.com, which is LorenzosMusic.com. They are from Madison in Wisconsin. And one of the members, do you know, I have no idea who the other members of the band are, or even what Tom plays. But I do know that our friend Tom Ray from the Music Manumit podcast is actually in that band. So there we go. Shameless plug. So, there we go. Is that it? Are we moving on?
Yes, because it's catch-up time. It's going to be quite a short show.
It is going to be a short one. So, while we still have internet connectivity, let's crack on with the next song. This is Johnny Murphy with Open Up.
Open up. You were find you. Remember to open up your own.
Hi, this is John from Canada, and when I'm not losing the game, I like to listen to the Bugcast.
Said to me, you can count the people who care about you on the fingers on one of your hands. They'll come to your shipwreck after the storm and place a blanket around your shoulders just because they want to keep
Stop tapping. Stop coughing.
Sorry. God. That was The House of the Old Boat with Teach Me How to Smile. From London in the UK, we have played them before. We played a song called Tiny Increments.
That's the one.
And I actually knew this song from before. They've got a new album just come out, but I liked this one, so I thought I'd play this one. The House of the Old Boat is actually a guest house in Prague where Jolyon Townsend and Tim Dobson stayed in their formative years. They now both live in London, and the House of the Boat, Old Boat make bittersweet pop music. And they've been joined by talented instrumentalists and songwriters in their own right, Nick Kapocki and Catherine Mason. And I like that. As I say,
Sosh
from Jamendo, and it's myspace.com/House of the Old Boat. Their new stuff sounds quite interesting as well, so I might put another one of their tracks in. And I think there's one called Piccadilly that I was this close to putting in. But then I realised I hadn't played this one before, and this is my favourite, one of my favourites.
Yeah, I really love the vocals on this
I like
track.
As well that the Teach Me How to Smile sort of overlaps the other bit
yes.
as you go along.
Yes. Multi-layering. Or something like that, anyway. Yes, and before that, you heard...
Johnny Murphy.
Johnny Murphy with a track called Open Up. Now, Johnny was born in Yeovil in Somerset here in the UK. But he's been playing music since he was 15 years old, starting with the drums and then moving on to guitar at the age of 21, before finding his own voice and establishing himself as a singer-songwriter whilst travelling extensively throughout the world. Many influences range from Bob Dylan, The Frames, Nick Drake, Bon Iver, Fionn Regan and Sam Amidon. Don't know who that is. Has actually been settled in Melbourne in Australia for the last 7 years. And playing with a number of high-profile artists. Returned to the UK in 2011 and has established himself in London, where he recorded his debut EP, Open Up, from which this track was taken. He's now back in Melbourne, exploring the music scene there, and is busy putting a band together. So we'll keep an eye on that and pick out some more of the stuff once the band has been established. If you want to find out more, you can... find Johnny's website at johnnymurphy.com. That's J-O-N-N-I-E Murphy.com. Right, we're almost done. This is the final track we're going to be coming up with very shortly. Next week, the Bugcast episode 208 will be broadcast live in the Bugcast chat room at thebugcast.org/live on Friday the 27th of April 2012. If you want to get in contact... Why can't I talk? I just can't get my gob brown words. If you want to get in contact with the show, you can drop an email.
And a gob that size as well.
Easy. feedback@thebugcast.org. You can also head along to the website at thebugcast.org for more information about all the artists and tracks that we have played on this show and all previous ones. All 206 previous ones plus the other 30, 60 that I did last November and whatever. Anyway, go have a look. See what you like. I think that's pretty much it. So we're going to play our last track, and we're going to be played out with a little bit of irony. Being informed about a band which exists approximately 15 miles away from our current location by a podcaster who lives 15,000 miles away is rather silly. But that's what happened. Yeah, Irk from Irk FM told us about this band after he played them on his Irk FM International show a few weeks back. The artist is Decode, an alternative rock quartet, have nurtured and crafted a sound of their own, fusing hard rock and metal instrumentation with melodic vocals and pop hooks. Following several independent single releases, constant gigging schedules and support slots, Decode released their debut EP in April 2011. Their five-track showcase, entitled Shaping Shadows, went on to receive critical acclaim from many social media outlets and Northeast UK magazines. So this is a track from their Shaping Shadows EP, which is called The Days After You. You can find out more about them by going to their Facebook page, which is facebook.com/decodeonline. And if you want to get a copy of their EP, if you go to soundcloud.com/decodeuk. So there you go. We'll leave you with that. Sorry it's a bit of a short show. However, well, we explained the reasons why anyway. So, poo sticks. Catch you next week.
Bye.
See ya.
blessing in disguise. I can hardly wait for you. And now I've opened up my eyes. Your promise is just in the air. You're a blessing in disguise. I can hardly wait for you. For you. For you. For you.
Podcast submits its Creative Commons tracks to cchits.net, the site where you make the charts. If you have enjoyed these tracks, please vote for them using the links in the show notes. Or if you want to get even more involved, visit cchits.net.